Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. If an ish gets real.
You can get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
I'm ticklish.
That is terrible. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Technical Support Problems. That's what's going on. Yeah, we're going to start just like that. This is a Weekend Bang with NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? We're missing Corey one more time, everybody. What's going on?
We don't need him.
Is he sick?
What did you say, Aaron? That was a great...
What? That was a great intro from you guys laughing like
that.
I don't know, because clearly one of you guys was tickling the other. I don't know. I'm in a weird room right now.
We don't talk about that.
Yeah, we do kind of have to talk about that. You can catch our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Zune Marketplace. Yes, we are live right now.
Yeah, apparently.
We are definitely live.
Good choice.
Today on the show, I have Stephen Gutierrez.
Catch me by Jamie Lannister.
I have Stephen Gutierrez with me. Say hello to the people, Stephen.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
And finally, after 4 days of waiting, 2.5 hours later, Jerry Panericon, everybody.
Hi.
Wow. We are flying in a different location for the second time ever from a Video Game Bang Weekend Bang podcast. We're at Stephen's new house. In sunny
Steven Cannes.
Wow.
2014.
And where's the white man?
What white? Oh. Yeah, I don't know. He's vanished again. Oh. That's the mystery of it all. We have no real theme today. We're just going to do a jumble bag of mixed news. We might get a little...
Every time we have this set up.
Well, we had a little set up the last time. It was the upcoming games, remember? Of 2014. Yeah, that's terrible.
Really? Did you pick that up?
Wow.
I drank water.
This week we got a lot of gaming news coming at you, but to start it off, let's do some current events. You guys ready for that?
Yeah,
sure.
Current events.
Yeah, all right. I don't have any, so we're going right into the gaming news.
Awesome.
All right.
Those playoffs for that one sport?
You know what? Actually, the playoffs have actually been doing...
For soccer?
No, for basketball here.
Oh.
Because everybody at my job, at least, has been talking crazy about these playoffs. Anybody been watching it?
Is the Kings in it?
No.
I don't want to know about it.
Somebody was talking to me the other day about it. Totally didn't know what was going on in sports right now.
Uh-huh.
So I was out of the loop. And I was just agreeing and saying random shit.
Wow.
Apparently I was spot on. It was perfect.
Well, I mean, literally, because there's a lot of times that I have no idea what they're talking about when it comes to basketball and stuff like that. So if you just nod, and then what I found is if you say one player's name that you know.
Oh, yeah, and that LeBron, man.
It works.
It's crazy.
Like, Curry, did you guys see what he did last night? And they'll be like, oh, yeah. And they'll just play off of that and be like, yep.
Start naming random black guys' names.
No
Johnson?
Idea.
He's been injured for 6 months? What are you talking about?
Well, see, I mean, I don't even follow basketball as close as everybody else probably does in Northern California. But I do keep my TV on SportsCenter, like, all the time. So they give me the quick highlights and the bullet points, and then I can go back to work and be like, hey, 35 points from Kobe, everybody.
How about that, right? Kobe? LeBron, huh?
LeBron, he's doing stuff, right? Yeah, but I haven't kept up with any of the this recent
anybody
one.
Anybody catch the fight? Mayweather?
Oh, actually, you tell you the God's honest truth, I did watch the fight.
You did?
I did watch the fight.
That's crazy. What happened?
Sacramento Republic had just finished their game. Yes. This is a segue. Can I segue into it?
No.
Bastard.
Nobody wants to talk about soccer.
Sacramento Republic just finished their game, and I switched over to the channel where I had ordered legally the Mayweather fight. And I came in right at the 7th round. That's what we call it in boxing? Rounds? Yeah.
Yeah.
7th round.
7th inning.
It just kind of seemed like they were, you know, they were sparring back and forth and a lot of grappling, you know. Mayweather was catching him. Medina, I think the guy's name was.
Maidana. He's an aggressive fighter.
Very aggressive fighter. He was throwing a lot of punches.
Yeah.
But Mayweather was landing a lot more. So that's what got him the win. I mean, it wasn't.
Did it go on decision?
Yeah, it went on decision. It didn't go out. It was no knockout or anything like that. And that's the only reason why I think I watch boxing is just to catch knockouts or anything like that. So
I looked at the stats and they were really close.
Very close. Everybody's saying rematch is coming up.
Well,
you know,
Mayweather, I think, told Madonna that he wants a rematch in September
11th.
Mayweather said that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hmm. I mean,
I think he wants a unanimous win instead of just like.
Well, the first, because they were going down the line with the judges, and the first judge he gave him a tie, and then everybody else went Mayweather.
Yeah.
And then everybody, as soon as I took to the internet and said Mayweather wins another one, that's it. Because I'm not like a huge Mayweather fan, you know.
Was everybody defending him?
Everybody got on. Well, not everybody. Well, at least one person. They know who they are.
He's
46-0. I mean, you can't take the win away from somebody. So hey, you know, hey. But this game is about, or this show is about video games, everybody. We are.
Video games,
Wow, terrible. Let's get to the news. Marvel wants its video games to be connected and good like its movies. That's, you know what? That headline right there should prove to everybody that every license from Marvel or under Marvel needs to come back, like the X-Men. And because, I mean, they care about their stuff. Let's get into this a little bit. In a clear effort to bring the characters home, Marvel recently asked Capcom, Activision, Blizzard, and several other companies to discontinue digital distributions of several Marvel titles. Some of the dislisted games include Spider-Man Web of Shadows, which was an awesome game.
He meant delisted.
Oh, what did I say? Delisted? It's all the same. X-Men, the official game, X-Men Origins Wolverine, the Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3... licensing agreements with both companies will expire soon, according to EGM. Marvel will likely bring these franchises home to Disney Interactive Studios, which recently announced a crossover title, Disney Infinity Marvel Superheroes, which will mix together the Disney, Pixar, Marvel, which will mix together Disney, Pixar, and Marvel characters together in a telepod-powered sandbox. The telepod series, I don't know why they haven't done that with Pokemon yet, where you buy little action figures and then throw them on. Yeah, that makes no sense. So far, Marvel has only taken baby steps in expanding its own universe. The first steps was Facebook's game, which I didn't play a lot, but apparently a lot of people seem to.
It was popular. I never played it, though.
Avengers Alliance, which was later tied into the full-featured mobile game Avengers Initiative. Other games with Marvel's gaming universe include Marvel Puzzle Quest, Dark Reign, Marvel War of Heroes, and Iron Man 3, and Captain America, The Winter Soldier.
So, they're really trying to stop their biggest title. They're telling Capcom to discontinue Marvel vs. Capcom series.
Only the digital distribution of it, not the actual hard copy. Only the digital distribution. We have a large TV in the room, what we're going off of, so it feels like I'm in a classroom right now.
This mean they're going to stop like a fourth series?
No. I think they just wanted. What they're trying to do is stop what you guys are doing right now. Give us back the property since your license time is running out. And then we'll continue it.
They're going to have the reins.
Yeah.
They'll probably do another Marvel vs. Capcom, so you fanboys can
It's going to be
relax.
Like Disney-fied.
They're not going to work together. They're not going to throw friggin' Mickey Mouse in Marvel vs. Capcom 4 or something like that.
They probably could.
Yeah, they probably
could. Or they're going to make them look wacky, like Aladdin art.
I think people are underestimating the Disney.
I am.
Just because it's Disney.
Because I grew up with them.
Okay, so then what Pixar games do you know, or not Pixar, but Disney Interactive games do you know that are like stellar and outstanding? You can't even name any right now, can you?
Well, I don't know if it was maybe, if.
Exactly.
Urban Mickey?
I don't know if King.
Mystic Mickey?
Epic
Magic? Epic Mickey.
Epic Mickey? I don't know if that was by them, but did you play Epic Mickey?
I heard it was pretty good, though.
Well, this is the only one that I really know of, and it was on the Sega Genesis. It was that Mickey Mouse
Illusion?
Yeah, like Castle of Illusions.
That Aladdin game on Super Nintendo was really good.
The Lion King on the Sega?
Yeah, that one was good, too.
It was badass.
I like that one.
Yeah, okay, so now we're talking about games that were in the 90s, everybody. We are clearly in the year 2014. I don't know if they're going to be able to, hold the test of time.
I want to say Kingdom Hearts was Disney
Square Enix.
And Square Enix. Yeah. Collabo.
They didn't list Square Enix on that list.
No. Because they probably have faith that Square Enix can actually do something. I mean, if you look at their list right now, let's see, Disney Interactive. They have online games. What is, did they do that Wizard World? Is that what they did?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know. There we go. Bam. Disney Online Studios. Club Penguin. All right. There we go.
That's Club Penguin. Kind of popular.
Terrible. Star Wars Attack Squadron is an upcoming one. They got Toontown Online. It's closed.
I remember seeing that commercial.
Yeah, and now it's closed. Pirates of the Caribbean Online, closed.
I remember seeing that commercial.
Disney Fairies Pixie Hollow, closed.
That was a good one.
Virtual Magic Kingdom, closed. So it kind of seems like Disney Interactive isn't... Okay,
but Disney has the money to be like, hey, developer, come to come over here.
They do.
Tapulous?
They just throw money at people.
Yeah, Tapulous. It's closed as well.
Oh.
It's Tapas.
I don't know.
Tapas.
But if they take them back and they do desire to make them as good as their movies, that's always a positive.
I don't know. I'm telling you, don't underestimate it. Because they have a vision, they have a good idea, and if they bring talented people just like they have in their movies,
mm-hmm.
like working on their games,
they could pick up all the people that Sony's people that left Sony Studios.
And that's a lot of people, apparently.
Yeah, they could pick them all up and be like, make our game.
Get the people that did Spider-Man 2.
Wow.
And just have them work on the games.
Next gaming news we have is the Call of Duty Advanced Warfare trailer. Have you two seen this yet?
Yes.
Wow. Was that a positive yes?
And it had like Kevin Bacon in it?
Yeah, exactly. Kevin Bacon was in
Kevin
this.
Smith?
Spacey.
Wow. Kevin Spacey gives a riveting speech about how people don't want democracy. That's what I wrote down there. Sledgehammer Games is making this COD.
Why?
Did you play the one that they did?
Didn't they just make Ghosts?
Oh, they.
Or was that a tag along with
Infinity
War?
That was Infinity War.
They made half and half, right?
No.
Was that the one previously? That
was like
the previous one. That was Modern Warfare 3.
Okay.
Damn, Treyarch's been out the game. Oh, no. Because Black Ops 2 was... Yeah, Black Ops 2.
I've been out the Call of Duty game for a while. This looks more futuristic. They had, like, exoskeleton suits in the trailer.
It's Elysium.
It did look like Elysium. Hover bikes?
I saw the hover bikes. I saw a tank that shot, like, gauze rifle beams or something like that.
Yeah, it looks like they have that gun that goes through walls.
Oh, they're bringing that back again.
This is my theory, because they had, like, that infrared that sees through walls and stuff on one of the guns, and it looked like he was going to shoot, but there was a wall covering him. So it's like, why would you shoot a gun when there's a wall covering the person you're trying to kill? So I'm thinking, and it's Advanced Warfare or whatever, so it seems like it would be in the game.
We've had Advanced Warfighter from Ghost Recon.
Yeah, that was Graw.
Yeah. So, what is this one? What are we calling it?
Like scouters?
Aw. Call of Duty.
Cut off?
Yeah, what else we got there?
When I watched the trailer, though, I was like, what is this game? Because it didn't say Call of Duty on it. It just said announcement trailer. And I was like, oh, this actually looks pretty good. And I was watching, I was like, oh, man, this looks kind of epic. What shooter is this? And then it was like Call of Duty. Sledgehammer. I was like, shit.
It was a big letdown after
that. Damn it.
Have you guys finished the campaigns on the other ones?
No.
No, but like the game, the story from what it like was showing and stuff from, because the trailer is very dramatic.
It is, yeah.
So Kevin Spacey tries to give. It was like getting you in. Yeah. And you were like, okay, this looks good. Like it's going to be a game with a good storyline just in the first person view. And then it dropped the Call of Duty bomb and I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, the story.
So it's bittersweet.
Like, every time I play a Call of Duty story, it feels like dull. Like it's the same thing every mission. You're like in a big firefight and you're always getting like, I'm like.
Well, where can you innovate on first person shooters, like, though, for the story at least?
I like how Rainbow Six did their campaign and it's like really immersive. Like you go through this, you have a good team, you command them.
Are you talking about how you can actually adjust your team and stuff like that? I never played the Rainbow Six Vegas 2, maybe? We played Vegas.
You'd be like, you go.
Yeah, we
this
played
Vaughn.
That was terrible.
And I'll go.
So you want more command of the NPCs that are with you?
Yeah, instead of like, because like I like playing on hard or hardcore.
But see, that's the thing. Like, that's the thing about Call of Duty with Battlefield and Rainbow Six. You're a person, a part of a team. Call of Duty, you're a one man army. So it's like they probably don't want to focus on you commanding troops because you can do it yourself. When you dive through a window, knife somebody, run, shotgun, pick up their weapon, missile launch, and, you know, wipe out half a map by yourself. And then get a kill streak and then call in a helicopter and blow everybody up.
Why can't I just be the guy in the headquarters say, hey, there's an enemy behind you. And there's going to be some planes coming through.
Because, Jerry, that's called Command and Conquer.
I just want to sit back and sip coffee.
Nobody likes it.
Did you say Tom Clancy's End War?
Like, yeah.
Well, you said the
End War. I know.
Tom Clancy's the End War.
Oh,
E-N-D. Yeah,
E-N-D. I thought you were talking about End War, like just black people are fighting everywhere. You're racist.
Wow.
Come on.
Going on to racism, community manager fired after calling Donald Sterling a victim.
Is he not?
Is everybody up on the Donald Sterling story?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, so if for the viewers and listeners out there that don't know about Donald Sterling.
He was part of the N-War.
He was part of the N-War, definitely. he was set up by his woman.
Which she tried to defend him and say he wasn't a racist.
Yeah, no, bump all that.
Yeah, it's because money got cut off, bitch. That's why.
Because
she knew it.
She took a couple of pictures with a certain gentleman of a darker hue. And he was like, why are you parading this on the social networks or whatever? And pretty much said he didn't want to. I don't know. Because when I heard it, I didn't really hear him say, I don't like black people.
Yeah.
I kind of just heard, I don't like you with black people.
Did he pull a Kramer and like.
No. See, Kramer's was more direct.
Like, yeah, you're blank.
No. Kramer's was definitely more.
Who's worse?
Everything or Kramer's Kramer? Is way worse.
It could have been anything. You're like, I don't want you to hang out with Kanye West because he's arrogant. And
yeah, he could have flipped it. He could have flipped it anyway, but it just happened to be. All right, but like, I don't want you hanging out with Magic These Johnson because he's got the, you know, the virus.
The
yeah. But, it came out as racist. I mean, he is. He's definitely racist. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And he got set up. But this guy, what's his name? Josh Olin, the studio that brought you Left 4 Dead and Evolve, let go of their community manager for a tweet he posted about Donald Sterling. He said this, and I quote, here's an unpopular opinion. Donald Sterling has the right as an American to be an old bigot in a in the security of his own home. He's a victim. What do we have to say about that statement?
Well, it's not in his own home when it's out in the public.
No, he was in his own home. Remember, he got set up.
He was in privacy of his own home.
Since his girlfriend, which is not white, and she just released the tape.
Yeah, she's definitely an amalgamation of races.
I'm surprised she's not dead.
Why would she be dead?
This guy's old.
Yes.
You just cut off all his legacy, his money.
Yes.
You slandered his name.
Yes.
He's banned from the NBA and anything he's normally part of.
Correct.
You just ruined this guy's life. Why isn't this bitch dead? Well, I was old and I was like, okay, well, you know, I lost all my money. Give my money to kids. Murder the bitch.
He didn't lose all his money. He's still a billionaire.
Well, whatever, but he has no more income coming in no more.
So this guy, the community manager.
Who's going to want to work with this guy? Because now he's.
Nobody's going to work with this guy.
He owns lots of houses.
The guy that worked at Turtle Rock is the studio. Josh Olin. It says Turtle Rock tweeted just a day later these comments. The comments made by our former community manager stand in stark contrast of our values as Game Developer Studio. We sincerely apologize for his remarks and in no way endorse or support these views. So they definitely backed
just like
off.
That, huh?
Oh yeah, they instantly back off.
I don't know. Like, I don't see why they should have fired him for that.
Well,
it's not like he dropped the N-bomb and.
See, this is the thing. Okay, here. Remember the SNL skit, the 28 Reasons to Hug a Black Guy?
Yep.
Remember the guy who stood up and like, let me play devil's advocate?
You mean Corey?
Yes. So that's who they fired, pretty much. You remember how the teacher was like, sit down. Yeah, because they don't want anything, any type of part of that type of thing. So if anything put focus away from their video games, which they're coming out with Evolve, you know, the four-player co-op versus the one giant monster guy, anything to take away from there, like, oh, Evolve now has DLC with, you know, a racist character in it or something like that because, you know, Donald Sterling is one of the monsters as DLC or something like that.
Everybody just kills Donald Sterling.
Then it's not, it's taking away light from what they're trying to do. So they probably just maybe a little overreacted.
Still on his part.
They fired him.
I don't know how much a community manager makes, first of all.
What does it matter? It's his job. I mean.
But is it like. But I'm saying.
He's in charge of like promoting.
Yeah, he's a promoter.
But, I mean, okay. I'm not saying this guy is right.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying he's wrong. But there's a thing called freedom of speech.
That is true.
So this guy just basically said, he does technically have a right to be a bigot.
Yeah.
Everybody has that right. I mean,
100%.
We wouldn't have KKK if that right was taken away or something. You know what I'm saying?
That's like, not a good example, but yes.
No, it's a terrible example. But
we wouldn't have the KKK if we didn't have freedom of speech. Well, okay, cool. Let's take away freedom of speech then.
It's just a club.
Now I'm banned.
Yeah, you're banned. You just got banned. The thing is,
say, like, okay, I can see his point.
Uh-huh.
I don't see that. I don't think that's reason enough to get him fired.
I think the big issue with me is, like, he can say this all day. That makes no difference. He went under his own Twitter and did this. Not under any...
it still says he's
employed. I understand.
Employed.
But this is his own... Whatchamacallit. Where do you see you say he's employed?
Well, it should say that under his Twitter profile, he's employed by this.
Oh, yeah.
All those followers on his Twitter.
Yeah, he's probably... Well, the internet, yeah, he's got followers. I mean, they got up in arms. It says, somebody respond, or Josh also responded, I'd recommend buying the game. It's good. It's a good one, but yes, very poorly handled by malleable management?
Malleable.
Whatever, malleable. That's what he did in response to somebody getting on the internet and saying, oh, you're wrong. You know what everybody else would probably naturally react to. His firing. I mean, he's still supporting them and saying, hey, go buy the freaking game still, Evolve, when it comes out.
That's so, just him being a bigger man, though.
Well, then, I mean, that's as much as you can do, you know? He also went on to say, anyone who follows me knows my tweets were not supportive of Sterling's action. Rather, they were promoting three core tenets I believe in. One, the harm sensational media presents to society. Two, the importance of sanctity of your privacy within your own home. And three, the right to be whatever you want to be as an American, as long as it isn't hurting anyone else. The last point, not to be confused with condoning Sterling's action, which I do not. That's what he said. I mean, those are the 3 points he holds.
Point four, what happened to me?
Wow.
That's
terrible. he also went on to say that it's disappointing to see that a select few of Turtle Rock and 2K Games Management bought into the hysteria without even having a conversation with me or even thoroughly reviewing the context of the tweets themselves. Ironically, it serves as a great example of why I hold tenet number one above so close to the heart. That said, anyone should totally still buy Evolve. The guys and gals making the game know their blank.
S.
Well, that's a terrible. And making.
There's only three
and
of them
making
there
a good game.
Know their ass.
So, I mean, the dude, he's a stand-up guy. You can tell he's not bad.
He's not a racist.
He just, he probably should have watched what
he
tweeted for
a
hot
and
second.
Be like, F this company, don't buy this piece of...
It's only one game mode.
I would have gave out so many secrets. Oh, you want to fire me? I guess you can beat Evolve in 3 minutes, people.
Yeah.
This is how you do it.
This is how you do it.
This is exactly how you do it. But that's just me.
Everybody be the gorilla class.
He's everybody. He's definitely being the bigger man of the situation. I don't see what's wrong with what he said. I mean, that was his own opinion.
I mean, technically, there's...
Everybody's the rights to their own opinion.
He does say it's an opinion.
Yeah, he does say an opinion. He says right in the beginning, here's an unpopular opinion, but it is his opinion none the less. Donald Sterling, everybody, a racist.
Yeah, I guess still racist, yeah.
Did everybody know Elder Scrolls Online was out?
The actual full game?
The full game?
I don't even follow it anymore.
Consoles?
I don't think so. I think it came out on the PC first. According to this next story, it says, what's coming on the Elder Scrolls Online in the future? Let's go over it. How much time we got left here?
A lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff. We might have to get into it after the break, but we'll start a little bit in there. So let's start up. You're we're all avid MMO players here. We've played a lot of MMOs.
We've played quite a few.
I
think Jerry might play more than both of us.
Well, that's just a given, right?
I've made some.
What MMO have you made?
I don't know.
I don't think you're that talented.
It's called
You're not that type
adventure.
Of Asian. What?
You're just one stick and you move around.
And it sold nothing. All right, Elder Scrolls Online. Elder Scrolls Online is out, and you haven't seen its final form yet. I wrote that myself.
This isn't even my final form.
That's terrible.
The game launched with mixed reviews, and rest assured, Matt Fryer knows about it. Matt Fryer is one of the directors on Elder Scrolls Online. Okay, just in case you guys didn't know.
Okay.
Let's see.
Son of a blog.
So on a blog post, he gives players a glimpse into what's the future on Elder Scrolls Online, a system that allows group players to see each other even when they're in different phases. So, remember Defiance?
Yes.
And remember how we were in different phases and we couldn't see each other at all?
Because you're on a different part of the mission.
Yeah, because you're on different parts of the mission. So now I guess Elder Scrolls Online is going to have something similar. So they're going to implement some type of program to where you can actually see your other people.
Is it going to be ghosting? Or
I don't know.
Because see their physical self.
I don't know. No real detail was given in this article, at least.
It'll be weird.
What, just seeing like a ghost?
If they're physically there and they could attack the monsters you're attacking. And
it's an orb just in the monsters.
That's how it was on Fable. There was orbs everywhere, remember? You just walked around and there was orbs.
But I thought when you were playing co-op, you saw the other person.
Yeah. Whenever you're playing with that specific person, but when you weren't, there was orbs. And that was on Fable 2, I think it was.
Yeah, but you didn't see, the damage. Like, they weren't in your game, right? You just saw
the presence. You just saw them, yeah. A justice system, steal from and kill NPCs and deal with the consequences if you are caught. So they're going to implement an actual justice system inside the game.
Do you go to jail like Skyrim?
It's probably, yeah. It's probably going to be the same thing. If you can break out, that'd be awesome.
That would be epic.
But I don't think they're going to do that in MMO. Migration of European mega servers to European data centers, which matters not to us because we're not in Europe. Field of view adjustment, armor dyeing and tinting. So I guess you can change your armor any color that you want.
That's awesome.
When you start grinding 7 hours for dyes and stuff like that, it won't be awesome, I'll tell you that.
If you could pick flowers and make them yellow.
All right, so we're going to move on because Jerry's a weirdo. Two new veteran dungeons, Crypts of the Hearts and City of Ash. New region of Kraglorn with a new trial, the Serpent.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, I have no idea. Increase ability to pick up items in the world.
Wow.
All right.
How much more ability you need?
I'm only a level 3 at picking up abilities and items. I can't pick up items. That sword.
Can you hand me it?
Maybe. Thieves Guild and Dark Brotherhood storylines and quests. Ooh.
Can you join those factions?
Probably. Maybe that's what these additions will be. Spell crafting.
Nice.
Do we have spell crafting in any other games? Spell crafting? There's always just regular worlds. Crafting.
Spell.
Oh, two worlds. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you mixed them both.
You remember we made that tornado with rocks?
Yes. Why don't they need... That is like...
Rocks, giant boulders.
I have no idea why they don't put that in more games. That sucks so hard that they don't put that.
Two worlds of all games.
But Two Worlds is an amazing game. If you...
Two Worlds 2.
Sorry, everybody. Do not go by Two Worlds 1.
Two Worlds 2 was awesome.
The soundtrack, apparently, on Two Worlds 1 is amazing, though.
The sodomy song. Yeah. That shit is hilarious.
We shouldn't call it the sodomy song.
That's what it sounded like.
That's so bad.
We gotta find that clip.
That's terrible.
Horse racing?
Horse racing is gonna be in the game.
What?
Yeah.
PETA's gonna be all over that.
It's gonna be nothing but shadow mirrors around, right?
I know. That's gonna be bad.
You have to join the Dark Brotherhood to get shadow mirrors.
Don't tell them people how to get them.
It's too late now. It's on the webs. Yeah. Dragon Star Arena, similar to Trials, but built for a group of four.
Ooh.
Do you remember...
4-player arena?
Yeah. I don't know what Dragon Star Arena... It says similar to Trials. Anybody know what Trials is?
You played the betas.
Yeah.
I didn't get that far.
Oh, my gosh.
I escaped the prison, and I said...
Anyway, next one. Improvement to fishing.
Fishing's very important.
Yeah, clearly fishing. Crafting system improvements, improved looking for group systems, better NPC facial animations. All right, better facials, sweet. Guild functionality updates, guild stores interfaces updates, customizable guild insignias, tabards and guild ranks, and guild kiosks. Guild stores open to everyone that are available to the highest bidding guild. Auto leveling dungeons to level to your group leader. Wow, that kind of sucks.
Hey.
Can't you cheat? Because you could just have the group leader be the lowest person, and then
you just beat
everybody else. That's kind of dumb.
You can just speed through every dungeon.
You really can. Okay, awards when you repeat dungeons Imperial City PvP dungeon. And then it says, as a way to apologize for all the bugs and issues, ZeniMax is offering 5 days of free game time to current players.
5 days?
All right. That's five free games. I mean, 5 free days.
Five free games.
That's 5 free games, everybody.
Nice.
It's like $1 an hour.
We're coming up on that 30-minute mark, so we're going to take a quick break and go pay some bills, because we have no bills to pay, actually, so it'll be actually a very quick break.
I'm broke.
But when we get back, we're going to hit up more gaming news, and we have some more Bang Bites right for you. So stick around for this week's episode of The Weekend Bang.
Hey, if you like the show, don't forget to recommend us to a friend. Tell them you can check us out at nerdreactor.com, follow us on Twitter at Video Game Bang, and give us a like on our Facebook page, Video Game Bang Bang. Now back to the show.
All right, and we are back, everybody. That was a long break, actually. Got a little water, got a little fan. And how we doing, everybody? Are we good?
We're good.
Oh,
apparently
Jerry's,
we're good.
Jerry's going through puberty, all right.
Hi, guys.
We got some more gaming and nerd news. Hey, you know what I didn't even mention today? Today is the 4th. Star Wars the 4th, everybody.
It. Oh, my God.
May the 4th be with you.
I am so tired of that.
Oh,
what's wrong with that? What's wrong with
what? Time on the radio.
Okay, we get it.
Internet.
Yeah. Did you,
Star Wars.
Jerry, you did your Star Wars name, right?
Yeah.
What was it? You don't even
I don't
remember.
Even know how to pronounce it. It's like Fajé Vastos.
Fajé Vastos? That sounds like some type of venereal disease. actually, I have it on file
yours
here.
Yours was like Cara.
Jerry, your name was
Ghost Bew.
Ghost Bew? What?
Oh,
right here. Here we go. Jerry's was Fajé Vastos.
That's actually kind of cool.
That is a venereal disease. You got that Fajé Vastos, huh? Oh, that sucks. Mine was Kara Karst.
Kara Karst.
You thought. No.
Sounds like a porn star.
It's a girly name.
How
That's
dare you? Your mother's a girly name.
Shout out to Anastasia Washington.
Shout out to Anastasia for replying
you
back.
You trying to beat me to that?
She was, what was her? Says Anastasia was Anbolos?
Wasenbolos.
Wasenbolos?
Space in there.
That is a, that's definitely a alien name. I'm sorry, baby. That's weird. And then my coworker,
like
Nicole, her name was Simony Ijo? She's an Ewok.
Terrible. She's short and hairy, yeah.
All right, back to some news. I just had to get that out of the way because Star Wars is very epic. There's going to be a new movie. Did everybody know about that? Okay, never mind. We're going on. We're going on.
Actually, today when you post it up, it's going to be Cinco de Mayo.
Wow. Man, that's from an Asian guy.
Too much I did.
You are fucking racist.
But actually, that's a good segue.
Donald Sterling.
Wow.
That's actually a very good segue. It says in this next news article, it says, so maybe Miles Morales won't be in the next Spider-Man movie after all.
That was Miles Morales.
Good.
So, all right. So let me give you a little background story since you guys aren't real comic book, you
is
know, connoisseurs.
Be the
so
Latino Spider-Man?
Yes, Miles Morales is the guy.
Good. I'm against that.
In the Ultimate series, I want to say that Miles Morales takes over the identity of Spider-Man when Peter Parker passes away.
Did he get bit by Peter?
No. Miles Morales is the nephew. He's the nephew of a character named the Prowler. If you guys watch the Fox 40.
That was like Jerry.
If you watch the Fox 40
wow.
Spider-Man, he was actually on that one for a little while. But Miles Morales is half black, half Latino. I think Puerto Rican. It's the same
and
thing.
Gay, right?
He's not gay. Where do you keep getting that?
They made him gay.
He's not gay. I've looked it up everywhere. I don't know where you got that from.
I swear to you. I could have swore they like.
So anyway, in an interview with
Stephen hates gays.
Clearly.
Really?
In an interview with the Playlist producers, Avid Arad and Matt Talmach were asked if there was a possibility of a non-Peter Parker Spider-Man on the big screen. Talmach answered simply, no. Arad gave a longer response, however, saying, the one thing you cannot do when you have a phenomenon that has stood the test of time, you have to be true to the real character inside. Who is Peter Parker? What is the biggest effects on his life? Can they draw? Can you draw in time and I can't read again. Oh my God.
It's supposed to be, can you draw a timeline?
I'm guessing. I may have written that wrong. Anyway, and can you consider today's world in many other ways? But to have multiple ones, I don't know if you remember, but Marvel tried it, and it almost ended Spider-Man. They were talking about when another character played Spider-Man, and they actually made that, the canon for a while. The producer is likely referring to Ben Reilly, who took up Spider-Man's guise in the comic books, which loosely linked the clone to the clone saga. But basically what these guys are saying is Peter Parker is iconic and synonymous with Spider-Man. So yes. If you threw Mr. Morales over here into a Spider-Man movie,
people wouldn't
probably, you know, they'd be like, where's Peter at? But his story is interesting. Miles Morales isn't a bad story. His story is very interesting in the comic books. I can definitely see a movie, you know, coming from this. One thing, I understand that everybody's used to Peter Parker. And, you know, that's who they want and everything like that. But we have a new generation of people coming around, and they know who Miles Morales is. And I couldn't see why they couldn't see him in the main thing. I mean, think about it. If we're putting a whole bunch of different just races in the movies, why not change, you know, or introduce some more people? Because it's not like saying, okay, from now on, we're going to call Spider-Man Miles Morales. You can introduce him in one of the movies, and then he'll have a standalone one, you know, introduce his character, how he meets Peter and everything like that. And then the next issue, boom.
Peter gets his back broken by Bane. And
but would you see a problem, you two, if they had Miles Morales next Spider-Man?
Ben Reilly becomes Scarlet Spider, right?
I think so, yes. The Scarlet Spider, yeah.
That'd be interesting, too, to see.
Or the Maroon Spider, the whatever it was.
Something with the spider.
But think about this one, because Jaime Reyes isn't the first Blue Beetle.
Nope, but awesome.
So if they made the Blue Beetle movie and had Jaime Reyes as opposed to whoever the other white guy was.
But I think Jaime Reyes put Blue Beetle on the map because it was the new...
I don't even know who these guys are.
He was like the new version of the Beetle.
Yeah, he was the young hip science. Like his Beetle was more electronic. It was like an Iron Man suit type of thing.
Like a Beetleborg?
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
He said, now I know what we're talking about.
I get it. He was the black guy.
I don't know. I just feel like they can introduce this character. They maybe not just claim him like, you know, Spider-Man. Maybe they'll be like, oh, this is the ultimate Spider-Man or something like this. Or this is Spider-Man Ultimate or something like that.
I don't know.
So that, you know, there's a distinction. Like, hey, we have two Spider-Men. Because it's not like Jaime Reyes is dead in the comic books or in the Ultimate series. Still around.
I mean, anybody can technically play the name.
Yeah. Like, so what would have happened if they had Childish Gambino, Donald Glover, had played this Spider-Man? He looks like a Jaime Reyes, basically.
You mean a Miles Morales?
Or Miles Morales. Who did I say? Jaime Reyes, didn't I? Yeah. They're all the same.
You're racist.
Wow.
You're racist.
Donald Sterling called
me. I wish I could just have them all in the field.
Donald Sterling is messing us up.
Wow. All right, we're moving on. Defiance, the game, is going free-to-play this summer, everybody, and I paid $59.99.
It was free to play.
Did you pay for the game?
We bought the game.
Then it wasn't free to play.
I want to be reimbursed.
You paid that first chunk. Now everybody can download it. Anybody can download it for free now.
And we spent a lot of time on there doing all the missions and side missions.
And now you're not going to anymore?
No, I don't want to be. I don't want to go back to San Francisco.
Well, wow, what's wrong with San Francisco? Everything? Do you hate the San Franciscos?
Did you play that game?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, it's terrible.
All right. Tryon Worlds has announced that Defiance, the MMO shooter tie-in to the sci-fi show of the same name, will become free-to-play in 2014. Are we in 2014? Yes, we are. The players who purchase the new box or digital copy of Defiance or already own one, like Aaron Carter, are granted the following bonuses. A grant of 1,000 Arc Forge, a currency redeemable by resetting weapon masteries, upgrading your weapon power rating, or even bumping an uncommon weapon to an epic rarity. Ooh.
Interesting.
You can spec for crit on that one, Jerry.
Wow.
Okay.
Really?
4 character slots, 5 loadouts, up to 75 ARC key codes, and a minimum of 70 inventory slots. All right. We're getting lots of slots.
A minimum. I like slots.
Yeah. Who doesn't like slots?
Love.
They will also enjoy 30 days of Paradise Patron. I don't think that's Patron. That's Paradise Patron status when Defiance begins its free-to-play service. That's, I'm guessing, must have been some type of DLC.
I'm expecting a bottle of alcohol.
Wow. Paradise Patron. Those who spend money on the game store to unlock Paradise Patron Pass are granted these things. If you spend money on the Paradise Patron, that's what I'm going to keep calling it, you get boost skills, XP, scrip, if everybody remembers that. That's like the money. Salvage, reputation, gained rates that stack with the matching boost available in the store. 10% store-wide discount. All right, you get 10% off. It's like you're shopping at GameStop or something. Boost, costumes, lockboxes, all of it. A grab bag of one-hour boosts for Arc Forge and daily and weekly Arc Hunter bonuses, lockboxes. Season pass content will still require a fee. However, the content is not going to become... that content is not going to become free, so any of that DLC, you're probably still going to have to pay for whenever it comes out.
That's all nice and all, but I want my $60.
Now, see, this is the thing here. This is the real question I have. We all purchased it for the Xbox 360.
Yep.
So, what do we get? This is PC stuff.
I think they waited to do this. Like, maybe everybody's off the 360 about this time.
And see, this is the question I have big time, because there's... What, like World of Warcraft is still pay-to-play. Final Fantasy 11 and the new one, The Realm Reborn, both pay-to-play. Why aren't people just waiting for games to go free-to-play?
Because they have like a huge subscription base and it's still popular going right now. World of Warcraft, you still have to pay for it, and it's been out for ages.
And that makes no sense to me, though.
And it still hasn't been free-to-play yet.
We did a show, what, 2 weeks ago or maybe last week, where I... showed some of the free MMOs that are coming out. Korea-based, if anything.
Korea, which look amazing.
They look extremely amazing.
I think it's because World of Warcraft, they don't do a lot of microtransactions. That's what keeps the...
Are there microtransactions in the game at all?
They are coming out with them now with the new expansion. They're going to start integrating more.
Will they go free-to-play, though?
Probably not.
There's
Blizzard
no purpose.
Likes making money.
No purpose for even buying anything within that.
They've been sucking my wallet for the...
That's terrible. And you just allow them to suck your wallet,
yeah,
don't they?
They could.
It sounds so dirty.
Are you sucking wallets all over the place? But see,
he's a wallet sucker.
Since I've decided to lead the PC gaming people to the promised land of good games, I've noticed that free MMOs are, to me, 100% the way to go. It's like you're playing a full game, and if you decide that you want to go, I guess, not even go further in the game, but like to...
Commit?
Yeah, if you want to commit to the game, then you put money in there. Like, we play Smite all the time.
All the damn time.
And you guys bought the champions.
Yes, we did.
$30. I committed day one. I loved it.
I did, too. I actually didn't play the game. I bought that first.
Wow.
Then...
So you did it backwards.
I did it, yeah. Backwards.
Yeah, I didn't.
I see you guys' word for it.
Yeah, and it's good. Yeah, like, it's good. There's going to be an update on Tuesday where they got new champions already in the works, a new game mode. I mean, I'm all for it. I'm all excited, waiting for them to nerf Al Kuang.
Just get better.
Yeah, I don't see it getting down, not anytime soon at least. But it's just like, why do we still play for MMOs? That makes no sense to me. Like, it's... It's a free MMO world. Why aren't we forcing?
It's a free country.
Why aren't we forcing Blizzard to do it?
They're just really good at making MMO.
At tricking people. That's what they're good at doing.
Swindlers, tricksters. Yeah.
They think they have the best gains. Wide nose, breathing all the orcs air.
Wow.
Terrible. All right, we got a couple of bang bites coming at you. Eddie Murphy's Beverly Hills Cop coming back in 2016, everybody.
Ooh, with Axel?
With Axel Foley, yes.
With Axel Foley,
yes.
Yeah.
They actually had a series in the works where they were going to have, what's the dude's name? Booty Sweat Guy?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Al Pacino.
Yeah, but you don't know the actor's name, do you?
I don't know him.
Yeah, so he was supposed to play Axel Foley's son in the TV series, and then Eddie Murphy was going to play like the chief of police type of deal. But they canceled that at the last minute, apparently, because they ordered a pilot and then they let it go. From what I read, at the last minute, they just let it go, and they were like, "No."
Didn't film a pilot?
No. So you can't go out there. Nah, you can't go out on the internet and find some rare treasure.
Wait, this is going to be a TV show?
No, this is going to be a movie.
Oh, movie.
Yeah.
Is like 90% of it is going to be an Axl song playing?
I don't know.
Like
they got to have the theme song back in there. Yeah, come on
you
now.
You got to.
Because, I mean, that's classic.
Put the Little John the white guy with the bulging eyes. I don't know his name. The one that was like his sidekick.
You mean Judge Reinhold?
Sure. I think that's his name. I don't remember.
The tall, skinny guy?
Yeah.
Well, he's now tall and fat.
He needs to come back.
Yeah, Judge Reinhold. Last time I saw him, it was in like some B movie.
Last time I saw him, it was in The Santa Claus.
Wow.
Two.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's...
What if they did a dubstep remix of that song?
Please don't kill it. Please don't kill it.
Wow.
No. Funny story. When I was at work, a coworker of mine, I was walking with her, and then another coworker came up to me, and he was like, hey, man, I ain't falling for that banana in the tailpipe. And so I got the reference automatically. And I was like, Beverly Hills Cop. And so I had told my coworker, I was like, yeah, it's Beverly Hills Cop. And she was like, well, which Beverly Hills Cop does he save the little Asian kid? And I was like, that's not Beverly Hills Cop. That's the Golden Child. And I was like,
different.
She was like, but he was, it's the same series, right? Like, he was a cop through the whole thing. And I was like, wow. No, that's...
He's not a demon.
That's totally different. All right. A little sad news. Bang Bites, sad news, everybody. TV icon, Zimbalist, voice of Batman's, the animated series, Alfred, has died.
Aww.
Everybody.
Oh, man.
The voice of Alfred. Little moment of silence. Thank you.
That sucks, bro.
Wow, he's a freaking son of a mother, Jerry.
That's horrible.
Yeah, he's pretty old, though. He died at like 90-something, I think he was.
I mean,
he lived a good life. He was Batman's butler. How could you not live a good life?
Really? You're basically a slave that gets paid wages.
Wow, he was his friend. His friend.
He was forced to be his father.
Wow.
Forced to raise this bastard child.
Destiny, competitive multiplayer needs to be unlocked in the game Destiny.
Needs to be
Oh my god, why is all this wait, it's competitive multiplayer?
Yeah, like versus.
As long as co-op's unlocked in the beginning.
They said it doesn't even take a long time to get to your max level, so.
But why?
Easy unlock, right?
Yeah, why does it need to be unlocked, though? Like, what is the purpose?
Max level, I guess.
I guess to focus on
the story.
The story, unlike Call of Duty games. No, it's never teamwork.
And the adventure you have with your friends and learning new things and morals.
You're done. Sony adds 200 million in expected losses. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money lost.
That is a lot of money lost.
Well, PlayStation is doing good,
right?
Yeah, it's Sony as a whole.
PlayStation is doing good. But the actual company.
You can only make Walkmans for so long before people realize that there's MP3s out there. Yeah. They don't need tape cassettes.
Their laptops, they're too expensive. Overpriced.
And apparently they burn people's laps. Last thing I heard, I swear to you.
I don't have one.
Last thing I heard about Sony's laptops were the batteries were faulty and they were burning crashes across America.
Their phones aren't super great.
They got a phone? Popular.
Their TVs are expensive.
Oh, the Sony Ericsson. That's right.
They're not that bad, but they're no Galaxy.
What happened to that Vita phone?
They have the Xperia's.
Vita phone?
Yeah, the Sony Xperia's.
Is that the one that flips, or not flips, but slides open like the, what was the PETA?
PETA Red?
The
PSP Go?
PSP Go, yeah. That looked like the PSP Go, but it was a phone.
Yeah, that was a flop.
Wow.
Floppy donkey dick.
Terrible, too.
I don't know it.
Episode.
You know what you do?
To bring it around back to Star Wars, Episode 7 cast reveal has a hopeful for Kyle Katarn and company might be back in a big way. Do you guys know who Kyle Katarn is?
Yeah, he's.
No,
like,
you don't. No, yeah. You don't. You're both liars.
Old Republic?
No.
Knights?
Oh, yes, my gosh.
Blonde hair?
Nowhere.
Jedi Academy?
Brown hair?
No. Extended universe, everybody.
I thought they threw all that shit out.
No, all that stuff. Apparently, according to this article, Kyle Katarn is going to be in that bad boy, and I can't be more excited about it. That's one of my favorite characters in the Star Wars universe. Oh my god, guys.
Is he what?
Ladies and gentlemen,
Lando
Calrissian? I am. No, he's not Lando Calrissian.
Is he black?
He's not black either. Put it this way.
Is
put it this way.
Is he one of those guys that played that? Is he?
So yeah. No, he's not that either. So put it this way: when you think of Star Wars, you got you think lightsabers and
bounty hunters.
You have Darth and the light, the dark and the light, right? And usually you're like, oh, I want to be a Jedi, right? Or a lot of people want. I want to be a Sith. Well, Kyle Katarn here, he is a Jedi. I first was introduced to him in Jedi Academy, the video game. Did you guys play that one?
No.
Oh my!
I didn't have an Xbox.
You didn't need an Xbox.
I didn't have a GameCube.
You didn't need a GameCube. I played it on the PC.
I didn't have a PC.
I didn't like Star Wars.
Did you have anything? Jeez. So anyway,
I had a screwdriver. Lawnmower
and some duct tape.
Kyle Katarn in the game. I gotta go back and explain what the game is. You play a student that had made his own lightsaber without the help of any Jedi's, and they sense the Force in you. Come pick you up, bring you to Jedi Academy, and now you're a student. You create your own character. You go through the whole story. You have choices that will affect the ending of the game. Kyle Katarn is your teacher. Oh my God! It's like talking to a brick wall over here.
Was it like KOTOR?
No, it wasn't like KOTOR. That's the other thing. It was an action game, so it was skill based. You had to swing your lightsaber and actually hit somebody.
Sable.
And then you can throughout the game you can make your own lightsaber. So you had to choose if you wanted the double sided, or you want to hold two, or you just did one. The color of your lightsaber. You put points into the different force powers that you had.
Can you make a big, thick lightsaber?
No, you couldn't make a thick lightsaber, you pervert.
I was reading an article, and it was like it was like facts about lightsabers that people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they can be any form. So it could even be like a halberd.
A whip?
It can be like a whip. It could be... It takes shape
of... So why do they just go sword?
Because everybody's simple-minded. That's why. I would have had like...
Where's the proof of that, though? Like, did George Lucas come out and say, make them any way you want, right?
Yeah, it was in an article, but like, it was, I think, part of the extended universe for the lore.
Oh, well,
of lightsabers. And then it's like the core that powers that thing is a nuclear reactor, so everybody has cancer.
Radiation. Poisoning.
And the color for the crystals is, it was like, depending on what crystal you used.
Yeah. Because on Knights of the Old Republic, you had to go find,
there's a black lightsaber.
Well, of course. I mean,
I'm gonna stay away from that one.
But they only people only choose either blue or red.
Does it steal energy?
Well, they got green,
but Jedi
and then they got
have a red,
purple,
lightsaber.
And pink. Kyle Katarn, pretty much in the game, he was your teacher because this takes place after all of the original 70s movies or whatever. And of course, the Jedi Order is gone. No Sith are around.
What's the Jedi?
So Luke Skywalker is now the new Yoda. And he's trying to rebuild the Jedi Academy. And then there's this cult of people that aren't Sith, but they're trying to revive a Sith Lord, is what they're trying to do. They don't...
Some voodoo magic to
bring
them back?
Basically, yeah. And I can't remember. I played it so long ago, I swear.
Hey, wait, and it's not Vader?
No, it was this Darth T-Rex guy. It was weird. Like
he's a T-Rex. Like, he's a raptor.
Yeah. He has short arms?
No.
My lightsaber's weird.
But it was crazy because if you chose the dark path at the end, you had to fight Kyle Katarn. And Kyle Katarn had his own game series before this thing, too, where he was a pilot or something like that. Or maybe he was I didn't get to play those, but he went through his own Jedi trials and everything like that and then became a Jedi. But he's not like your normal Jedis. He's more like a modern, so he's not like I'm wear all these cloaks and robes and stuff like that, and I'm gonna be all sophisticated.
T-shirt.
He's like
skinny jeans.
He's kind of a.
Is it Han Solo with a lightsaber?
It's Han Solo with a lightsaber. Okay, there you go. That's probably the best, actually. Yeah, it's Han Solo with a lightsaber because he doesn't care about all that order stuff. Well, I mean, he does. You know, he follows all the rules, but he's got the.
So he doesn't sleep with women.
No, I think he bangs every chick that I don't know. He could be. He's got a sweet beard. Wow. And he's got, he's got a lot of stuff. He's cool.
Sweet beard.
But I'm excited. If he's going to be in the next movie, I'm definitely excited. That's going to get me to watch it even more. Next thing on the news of her Bang Bites, the Halo TV series is supposed to air on the Showtime as opposed to Xbox One first. Anybody interested in even watching the Halo TV series?
Showtime?
Yeah, Showtime, actually, on TV. Network, Showtime. You know? True Blood.
It's bullcrap.
Why is that?
Why?
Because it's your Microsoft. You want to put it on your main systems first. I would. Maybe
they want to establish it as a real TV series.
Yep.
See? Think about that one.
I guess.
Think about that one. I would put it on HBO.
Yeah, HBO is the way to go.
Yeah,
a lot of people have these premium channels.
What do you mean? Showtime is like free with every package that you can get, no matter who you got.
I don't even have cable. I have whatever the neighbors have.
You just moved.
That's what I have.
That's terrible.
Are you still siphoning internet?
Yeah, now he's the one to bust himself out. All right, there's going to be a new Android-powered handheld gaming console is going to be announced soon. I guess it was already in. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Why would you want that? That'd be the worst thing in the world.
Why not just have a phone? A phone, an Android phone.
It doesn't have thumbsticks.
Yeah, it's not built for that. Maybe this is going to be built for gaming.
There's attachments.
And the Ouya didn't do well at all.
Oh my gosh.
No, not oh yeah, ooh yeah.
Oh
not
no.
Ooh yeah.
Ooh,
no. Here's something Jerry's excited for. The first NHL 15 news is about to come out tomorrow, Jerry. Cinco de Mayo.
Because I'm Canadian,
you mean
right?
Today.
Well, yeah, today, if you're listening today. Today. Right? That's how you say it? Today?
A?
Today?
You saying 10-8?
10?
What?
What?
I don't know. Yeah, May 5th. Let's put it that way. So no matter whenever. No. Did you see it? It's May the 4th be with you. And then May 5th is Return of the 5th?
Return of the 5th.
There it is.
Oh, my God.
So get ready for all that tomorrow. Get ready for that one. Borderlands 2 on the Vita will be limited to 2 players online multiplayer only.
Why would you come out with it?
Because I don't know, actually. This one is
dumb.
This is baffling.
Who else has a Vita in this room?
Who has a Vita at all that we know? Besides, do you have a Vita?
Yeah, I was going to buy one a while back, and then I quit working for GameStop.
I bought one.
I just didn't.
I bought one because it had the Walking Dead with it.
Bundle.
Why would you? Like, that's not even worth it.
It's worth it for me.
So you pay $300-something?
Free games
how
every
many,
month.
How many dollars did you pay for this?
$180.
So you paid $180 for The Walking Dead, which is a $5 game.
It gave me
for each episode
three.
So a $20 game, you paid $25 game.
It gave me Uncharted.
Okay.
Sly Cooper, and
Slice.
And I take it you've beaten all these games.
Yeah.
You're a liar.
Wait. Except Sly Cooper.
Exactly.
I didn't play that one.
Exactly. That's terrible.
But I beat it all the time.
But okay.
We're not talking about your late night.
Oh.
But yeah, I don't understand their reasoning behind making
it. It is my handheld.
Because that's terrible. They actually announced earlier that the Borderlands 2 was supposed to be 4 players, but now they've reduced it to 2 players online.
Do you think there's potential to boost it back up to 4?
No. I think they're just going to come out with this and say, enjoy it.
Yeah,
I don't think they're going to put too much in. I mean, because the game's
been out for a long time.
Like, it's done. Yeah, it's been out forever. So it's like, who cares? Exactly.
Were you really looking forward to it?
Yeah.
You don't even have a Vita.
I was going to buy a Vita for this purpose.
Just for that?
Terrible. Xbox boss confirms Microsoft is working on virtual reality, everybody.
Wow.
Get ready for it.
VR troopers.
Exactly.
There's going to be a war between people that can use virtual reality and people that wear glasses.
So is it going to be
there's going to be a fight.
Well, I don't know what they really mean by virtual reality. I didn't read extremely deep into this because, of course, it's a bang bite. So I was just ripping headlines off the web. But are they talking about
Oculus Rift style?
See, the problem with
but you're going to use your whole body.
Yeah, see, the problem with virtual reality and like Oculus Rift with me is like it's cool for visuals, but you're not getting any force feedback. So if I touch something, I'm not touching anything because it's air in front of me. So when are we getting to that point where we get some, some feelies?
You want like a full suit and you feel like every gunshot?
That's what I'm talking about.
Shit.
This game hurts.
Somebody walks into your room, you're full in your little suit or whatever, and you're getting blasted, and you're like, oh, I knew it would end this way.
And your mind is like, oh my God, every time you see you.
Imagine somebody walking past you like, what the hell is wrong with him?
That's one hell of a game. That's what that is.
Did you see that?
Throw a spoon at you or something.
Wow.
Was it a GIF? It might have been a video where like the guy's playing Oculus Rift.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy's behind him like humping him and dancing behind him.
No, I saw the one where he got scared.
Yeah, he like pushed him a little.
Yeah, he pushed him a little when the roller coaster went down. He got all scared and like dropped to the floor. Yeah, I saw that one. But that's still not real enough for me. Like, that's just visual. I want
we're
to be able
be
to
punch you in the face.
And I've seen they have some device now.
It feels real.
You want realistic? Go outside, kids.
They got some device now. They got some device now that you actually stand in and you can walk.
Is this just a treadmill?
Yeah, because it's like a treadmill. But you can walk in any direction. Yeah, you can go in any direction.
Sounds pricey.
Well, of course it's pricey. It's new technology.
Then I don't want to hear about
it. Wow.
You ever seen that movie, The First Kid with Sinbad?
Oh, yeah, the president's son. I don't remember what game he was playing. I just remember the dancing scene.
It was just
scene.
Some random game, but he was in, like, that, like, it was, like, a virtual reality thing. And it was, like, he was in a ring. And he was, like, playing and shooting and stuff and turning around and all that shit. Like,
totally fake, I mean, of course.
But that just seems like,
yeah,
that's what
I didn't mean the game was fake. I meant them letting a black guy protect the president's son. So that was it for the Bang Bites, everybody. Let's wrap up this show. Any final thoughts on the May the 4th be with you, Jerry?
Wow.
Your story about Warcraft?
Yeah, did you want to slide in at the last 2 seconds of
this? Star Wars talk needs to die down.
No, it's never going to die down. With the new movies coming out, it's about to ramp up.
It's made by
J.J. Abrams. He better not screw it up. Yeah, he's a good director.
People will kill him if he screws up.
Like they need to...
death threats.
Do Michael Bay for screwing up the Ninja Turtles?
Michael Bay is a genius.
It's a mask. It's a mask.
No.
He puts Megan Fox in every movie. I like that.
I swear I hated the way he put Donatello or whatever on this new trailer with the glasses.
Glasses?
That is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
He looks like he has a proton pack on his
backpack. Oh my God. I can't stand
this.
I definitely can't stand it. All right, let's wrap this thing up. For Steven, Jerry, or what was your Star Wars name, Jerry? We got to find out your Star Wars name. It's Vasto.
It was Gut and then ST for the last name. So
for Steven Gutierrez and Jerry Vasto, I'm Sir Aaron Carter. Thank you for listening to The Weekend Bang, and we'll catch you next week.
So this and we out. Time.